Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christine, her mom.
And we are going to be covering Outlander Season 8, Episode 5, Send for the Devil.
Hey.
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 Yeah, you can get more guttural with your hey.
I
don't want to wreck my voice right now.
No. We have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, there will be spoilers for season 8 of Outlander, and we are having something to drink. What are we having to drink, Natalie?
Well, I'm having pink lemonade from Trader Joe's.
Mm. Yeah, so I've got to continue the ginger theme. So I put pink lemonade in my ginger ale, and it's actually good. I like it.
Yeah,
so there we go. But we have the day of a... We actually don't. It's not nearly as meaningful in this episode as one might imagine. But here... No, I mean, we've had Blackjack Randall, who's like a real villain. This is like nothing by comparison, but whatever. So this... Should we start with...
I guess Brianna and the Greys and such, and Roger, I suppose.
I guess. I like them. I kind of find the rest of it a little bit boring, but you're right. The action is more on the other side, so I guess
there's some action in this. So Amaranthus is having her portrait done by Brianna. Brianna's very concerned for Roger. Brianna asks William if he spent any time with Jamie, and he's reminded of how they saved Jane together, or tried to anyway. She was dead at this point.
And Brianna had heard something about it from Jane.
And he's reminded about how much Jane meant to him and how he wasn't given the chance to tell her.
And he's starting to feel like the world, you know, moves really fast these days. So
he just needs to tell people.
Yeah, you have to tell people stuff.
Meanwhile, which is true, Roger is about to send a letter to Brianna saying, hey, sorry, I'm fighting in this war. And he comforts this scared kid. Then we go back over to Brianna and William talking about how the battle started.
And, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and Brianna is very anxious because, of course, you know, we've lost Roger in battles before. Like, he's been hanged. I mean, bad things have happened when they get separated around battle time. So they both have
anxiety,
a lot of anxiety about it. But Roger feels very called to fight in this battle on behalf of the Patriots.
Yeah.
And we see him in the battle itself physically, like, carrying people back to camp to be treated by what turns out to be
Denzel.
Yay, Denzel, Rachel's brother. Which, it's always good to see a friendly face, even though none of this stuff should be happening. But it's happening.
I like Denzel, though.
I love Denzel. He's fantastic. So great.
And then Roger gets blown up. He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. He has plot armor. Okay. So Amaranthus and William talk.
So she's sitting in the gazebo, basically looking evil, like, oh, I'm going to...
Well, she just looks like she knows something. She looks,
which is true,
and it's almost a little devious of her. And he's just like, you know, I wasn't able to say a lot of that. Like, I realized that life is short, and I need to say what I mean. And
I've got feelings for you.
I've got feelings for you, and I also am considering that proposition that you had the other day. And it's just like, what proposition?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that we get married and have a kid and I give the title over to him. And then she's just like,
well, we could test it out.
Well, we could have sex. We don't have to get married right away. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean? That does not make any sense. The way that you say it is like the plan is for you to get pregnant. And in this time you would have to get married for that to really work as far as, like, titles being inherited.
Yeah, and so it's almost like you get the feeling that, you know, what William had suspected about, like, maybe she seduced Ben and just had a baby by him. You start thinking maybe that's reality.
I wrote down, this feels like a trap. It's a trap inside her vagina. So Roger's fine. Roger and Brianna reunite, and they basically do like a chest bump midair. And Brianna meets Denzel. William is reunited with Denzel and has made his peace with the fact that Rachel and Ian are together, which at this point you have no control over any of that. That is none of your business.
Okay, but he also has just gotten some with Amaranthus because they were like
Freshly fucked.
freshly fucked in the gazebo. I think they were trying to do like a Bridgerton.
It has anything with the gazebo, yeah.
I mean, it was not as I don't know.
Impactful.
Yeah. Well, it also just feels dirty.
But
So.
this is pretty impactful because William is reunited. He sees Ben as a high-ranking rebel general. He's
Yes. Yeah,
alive!
Denzel had gone to like report to his general, and the general comes out and it's Ben, and it's like and Ben, of course, has a different name. Is like, come on inside the tent and we'll talk.
And then William like punches him in the
Yeah,
face.
well, right, because
He thought he was dead, you
he thought he
know?
was dead, and like you haven't contacted anybody. What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah. So
Which is
confusion
legit,
abounds.
which is legit. But that's basically the end of that part of the plot. I think
Yeah,
it's all of it.
yeah, that's
Yeah,
all of it. And then there's Jamie and Claire. Jamie
there's a lot
Claire's
going on.
portion is pretty boring to me, if I'm being
Well, it's
honest.
been done before 1,000 times, but it takes a lot of the hour-long episode. So.
Jamie and Claire both discuss at the very beginning of this episode that they haven't told William Mackenzie that they both individually killed their parents. Killed his parents, sorry.
Not individually, together, killed both of the parents.
I guess he did set her up for that one.
Yep.
Mr. Whitaker shows up, the one whose wife gave birth to the twins. He shows up and tells Jamie that Cunningham is coming for him and he wants to hang him for show. In front of, like, he's going to hand him into Ferguson
And
and
Ferguson's
have him
gonna
hang.
hang him high so everyone can see you.
The attack is in 17 days. I don't know why they specify that because it doesn't make any sense for what the rest of the timeline of the episode is. So then Jamie says the attack will probably be during the Freemason meeting at the lodge. And
And so
yeah, he's
he,
still gonna go, but he's gonna be prepared.
right, and he wants help, and he realizes that the only help that he can get in the amount of time that he has, I don't think it was 17 days. I thought it was much shorter than that. I thought it was like
I thought
seven.
that's what he
I thought
said.
it was like seven. But in any case, the only help that he would be able to get in that amount of time would be from Cleveland, who is the guy over the ridge that we don't like. He's a, whatever. He's a very large individual as well, so it's kind of like,
Why does that make him less
No, just
trustworthy?
it. He comes across as very good old boy. Anyway,
You can just not like the fact that he hangs people randomly.
yeah, I don't like that either. So Josiah says he's going to go over the ridge and take this letter that Jamie has written to Mr. Cleveland to get some help because part of the plot is not just to get Jamie. They're gonna grab Jamie and they're gonna hand him over to this part of the militia that is coming from another direction. So it's coming from like Section 96 or something like that. Or the 96 militia, something along those lines. But they are going to be coming over the border into the ridge. And that group of people he has to stop. And that's why he needs the help of Cleveland. Because he feels like he can handle himself at the lodge, but he can't manage this militia as well. And so he wants to make sure that Josiah and Cleveland and those people cut them off. They go to the lodge meeting.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Cunningham shows up at Claire's house and is like, well, they'll only kill each other if they have to. And his son said that he would die 7 years after him. And
We believe that's going to happen,
it's
which
only been
means
two. It's like, okay.
so my son can't die tonight, but your husband can't.
Yeah, why would that bring her any comfort? Why does that have to do anything to do with anything?
Yeah, Claire just seems to be like, oh yeah, we're friends. Like, what the fuck is happening here? You're not my friend.
I've also never really Claire has really taken a back seat for the
Yeah.
past like 2 episodes, and it's kind of bizarre.
Well,
And she does
yeah.
in the next episode too, in my opinion. It's just weird.
It's weird. It's weird. I agree. But anyway, so at the lodge meeting, a bunch of people speak. Cunningham starts to talk politics about loyalism and serving the king and stuff like that. And Jamie cuts him off. He's like, "Well, if we're going to talk politics, let's talk about, how the Highlanders have been fighting for freedom for 400 years, and we're never going to be under an English king, and blah blah blah." And then he's like, "Let's close with a prayer," and everybody, bows their head to pray, and Jamie runs out into the woods, where he has stashed guns because you're not allowed to bring guns to the lodge meeting. He's got guys who are with him, and they're able to see who is with Cunningham when Cunningham comes out of the lodge looking for Jamie. So they can see which of the tenants are loyal versus not loyal. There's a bunch of running around in the woods. Jamie is able to negate or take out, not kill, but take out the threat up from the guy who owns the trading post. He goes into the trading post looking for Cunningham. Cunningham is there. They start trying to use weapons. So Cunningham actually stabs Jamie in the chest. They're in this hand-to-hand fight. Jamie is able,
Unarmed or
unarmed,
has a knife,
disarmed.
but
He's disarmed, and he's trying to get. He gets his knife out. He's able to get Cunningham out and throw him out onto at the porch of the thing onto the dirt. Cunningham gets up with a gun, like he's picked up a gun along the way, and he's pointing it at Jamie. And Jamie's unarmed at that point because I guess his knife had gotten away from him in the
I
fight.
think he still has a knife, but it's like, what is he going to do?
Knife
He's
in a
bringing a
gunfight,
knife to the gunfight.
yeah.
And he's just like, "Are you going to like disarm me and take me to to Ferguson?" And then it's just like, "Plans change." And then he says, and I quote, "That's why they call them plans."
It's like
That
that
makes
makes
no
no
sense.
sense.
That is so dumb.
It is dumb.
Whoever
Who's
came
the
up with that
writer?
line, I've got to say, it maybe. Here's the thing. I feel like someone thought that was really deep for one reason or another, and I'm just
Yeah.
like, they were probably really proud of that line, but
Or
that
maybe.
line makes no fucking
Yeah,
sense.
maybe they did some sort of word origin
Because,
thing,
like,
and
you can say that about a lot of different words about, like, oh, well, that's why they call them crushes or whatever. Like, that makes sense when you actually give it the correct context.
But
Plans?
plans is, I'm not aware of other context for the word plans other than this is what is supposed to happen.
Yeah,
So,
it's weird.
and stupid.
So what happens is, it's like, well, change of plans. This is plans, blah. And William Mackenzie finally becomes useful and shoots
Cunningham.
Cunningham in the back.
And we're thinking, yay, he's dead, but
But of
no.
course he's fucking not.
Oh, this show.
But of course they take him to Claire to treat him, and
He's
of
got a
course.
musket ball in the back.
Is so pissed off about this. I'm just like, I'm sorry, but like she was just like, he wasn't gonna kill you, and then he's just like, well, take that up with your son.
And
And
she
Jamie
slaps Jamie, who's like got this
wasn't even
chest wound.
the one
Right, but she there's no explanation, and I
who
guess they think that that makes it okay for her to slap Jamie. I mean, it's just
She
it's
slaps
idiotic.
everyone, including Jamie's grandchild.
I know,
Like, stop.
it's insane.
Stop
So
slapping people, woman.
yeah, there's something very wrong with her. But in any case,
I love also
Claire.
that they talk about her being so old. She looks about as old as Claire.
She looks older than Claire.
Maybe older, but like her hair is just covered up. That doesn't mean that she's old.
Anyway, the point being that Claire does surgery on Cunningham, takes the musket ball out of his back, but he's paralyzed from the musket ball down. And he's probably never going to regain his ability to walk. Though, of course, we've seen Downton Abbey, anything can happen.
It's true.
So Jamie decides to keep
Yeah,
him at the Regent
Claire
for
went to
now.
the same medical school as Dr. Clarkson. She'll save you when you're giving birth or try to, but
But aside from that, anyway, so She that is that everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that it?
Oh, Josiah brings Cleveland's
Oh,
soul as well.
Cleveland. And Cleveland's like, we gotta go.
Basically.
But yeah, so that's pretty much it. What were your best parts?
Mr. Whittaker, I like that he warned Jamie. I think that's a really
Oh yeah,
nice
this
thing
was
for
the
him to
father
do.
of the twins.
Yeah,
He
he's
should have
very
warned
nice. I
them.
like him.
Yeah, I do too.
I wish that they used him more, but I honestly, like, he has his own shit to deal with, so
That's
we'll just let
true.
him do that.
Yeah.
Brianna and William. Brianna and William also have a little bit of a talk about how she also found out later in life about
Oh,
Jamie.
I forgot about
I
that. That's
forgot to
good.
mention that,
Yeah.
but it's a very nice talk where she's actually very honest of like, yeah, I learned when I was 19, didn't meet him for a couple years after that,
And I
and
was really angry.
yeah, I was angry. I said I wished that my mother died instead of my adopted father, and
And
I
she's
said
like,
a
does that
lot of
sound
things I don't
familiar?
mean. Does that sound familiar? And William's like, fuck, yeah, you're
Yeah.
right. And they can't, they know each other rather well. They're very similar people.
Well, right. And
And
she points out that she had Frank, she had this father she adored,
which
and she'd
honestly
been
made
lied
things
to.
harder.
Yeah, she'd been lied to her whole life. And when it was revealed, she was like losing her shit. And he's kind
And
of like, wait, I know this
William
guy.
doesn't have the added element of also having to accept that time travel exists, but you know, it's that's
Yet.
a different thing.
Yet.
Honestly, I hope so.
Well,
And then let's see.
his parents don't time travel. His biological parents do not time travel.
LJG? Or no, what?
I'm talking about
What are you talking about?
like Jamie and Dead Woman weren't
Oh, well,
time
that's true. I
travelers.
guess that's true. But you know what? It doesn't even matter sometimes, you know? Roger shouldn't have been able to time travel, and yet here he is. If you're associated with the Fraser clan, you can fucking time travel.
Ain't gonna happen.
William Mackenzie shooting Cunningham, I like that. Fanny, she's very helpful with all of the medical stuff after the whole shootout and shit. Denzel, I love Denzel. I've
Oh
always
yes.
really loved
I do
Denzel.
love Denzel.
He's even better in the next episode, but
Yes.
I
Love
really
him,
do love
love
that.
him. He is
And
great.
Ben being alive, we were screaming.
Yes.
We were so happy. As soon as Denzel was like, I have to go talk to somebody, I was like, he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. And then he comes out and he's the general, and it's like, so
It's
exciting.
Ben.
Drama.
Yay.
And of course, Outlander's gonna squander the drama, but we will accept the drama.
Don't
Well,
know. They
I
could
don't
have
know,
some
except.
serious fun with this. I have a lot of
They
like
have been
media.
having fun so far, but there's also that there another element that I'm a bit iffy on, but
Well, we are going to
we'll
discuss.
discuss next
We are
episode.
going to discuss. So
What
yeah.
are your best parts?
My best parts were Ben being alive. I love that. I think it's great. Brianna and Roger, I like their reunion. I like both of them having this anxiety being apart. And I like, Roger actually getting to be noble in a battle for a
Yeah,
change.
he finally got his courageous moment.
Yeah, and I think that's really
I'll
good.
add him too.
I like William Mackenzie shooting Cunningham. I think that's really good. Denzel, great. Brianna and William discussion, great. So what were your worst parts?
Captain Cunningham, what the fuck is up with you? William and Amaranthus having sex.
Yes, that's my number one worst
That
part.
feels so weird. That feels
Oh.
so weird. She feels so like she's trapping him so hard right now.
At the time, I'm like, oh, they just keep fucking with William. And that, and it's literal, but it's also like, geez, do they always have to give him someone terrible? What's up with this?
Well, except for Jane.
Well, I mean,
And then fucking Jane
but
over.
yeah, but Jane, like, I don't know, it just was awkward and bad. So yeah.
So overall, oh, did you have any more?
I know the yeah, Cunningham. I hate Cunningham's mom too.
Oh yeah, she's
Yeah,
such a
hate her too.
bitch. I don't understand how we're supposed to feel because when I mentioned, like, I think it was 2 episodes ago, or maybe last episode, whenever she came up with the dislocated shoulder, I mentioned that, oh, well, maybe she's what they're trying to set up is she's going to be the more rational one. But no, she acts like a fucking weirdo too.
Not just a weirdo. She is very adamantly like, oh, Jimmy should have been killed as a traitor, like that kind of thing. She says stuff like that to Claire while they're sitting there drinking and waiting to find out who's gonna die tonight. I mean, it's like th Claire, this woman is not your friend. Not your
Stop
friend.
letting her into your home.
Yeah. I mean, I can see keeping her close in that you don't want her like showing up with a gun or something.
Sure.
But acting like your friends? Oh no. No. No, no. What grade did you give this?
See?
I gave it a C plus, and that's because the plot is moving. I actually wrote that
That
down
is
as
true.
a
The plot
reason.
is
The
moving.
plot is moving
I'll say
finally, and
that.
we have Ben being alive. Yay.
I
That
do.
made me
The
happy.
fact that they did end on Ben being alive, I was like, oh shit,
Yeah,
yeah,
you're
you're
right.
right.
Hey, yeah, woo,
That's
baby.
something, you know?
It's good. So we do have much more to come. I want to talk about this next episode because we watched two, and I do want to talk about
We've
this
been
next
watching
one.
them in twos at this point.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about this next one, but I do have some thoughts about where the whole Ben plot may be going,
Yeah,
and
I'm
I'm just
kind of
very curious.
confused based off of what happens next episode about the whole Ben plot, about like what
But
shape that could
I'm happy that he's
form.
alive because this is a good
I
plot.
am too because it adds drama and that's been set up.
Well, and we need some like completely different personal intimate drama as opposed to, oh, it's the Ridge, it's the Continental Soldiers, it's the,
It's the same thing over
yeah,
and
it's all
over
this kind
again.
of, I guess, big picture stuff that they're trying to make it feel personal, but it really doesn't. So yeah, I'm excited about that. Anyway, we look forward to sharing our thoughts with you on the next episode. We hope that you join us, and
Cheers.
cheers.